Have you recognized a few masks that you or someone you know may be wearing by listening to these calls and talks? One benefit of listening is learning, and it's not to judge, but to create an understanding and an awareness that there is always something behind the mask. Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer come alongside of Rachel, who's concerned about her husband's porn use and other challenges. Following is a call from Kim with how every man's battle was instrumental for him and his son. We love hearing the testimonies that we receive. Then we will have Dr. Jill Hubbard read one more testimony before Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer shares a short teaching on the internal external shame.
Rachel in Reading, Pennsylvania, listening on WBYN. Rachel, talk to us today. What's going on?
Hi. I'm so glad I got to be on the show today. I know Sherry's there, and Sherry, I'm so looking forward to your advice right now. Of course, all of yours, but I had called back in July and for the first time opened up about my husband looking at porn. I found some intense porn that he had been looking at October and November of last year. And after the second time, I told him, I gave him the boundary, you know, that this cannot keep happening. It absolutely must stop or this all goes away. We're married 36 years and I've been forever dealing with him looking at other women, wandering eyes, you know, young girls, and I'm only getting older. We're married 36 years, mm-hmm. you know. So I went and spent the whole year keeping track of his search histories, and, you know, he finally stopped at the end of January of this year, that I haven't been able to detect anything. And I'm looking in numerous places, checking his phone, checking our home computer, checking his Google history, everywhere. And I'm like, wow, he's really being very good. And he's always the type to sweep it under the rug and absolutely just ignores it like it never happened. That's how we always solve our problems.
Rachel, I'm going to insert a question here. Has he stopped by white knuckling and strength of the will, or is he also in a recovery process to help him stop?
He is not in a recovery. Like I said, we cannot talk about anything. So he just says he's going to stop, which he did in October, and I found he was still looking again in November, and that's when I put my foot down.
Rachel, what's your call today? Because I know something happened.
Yeah. So okay. I went to Restore, and I got a ton of information there, and I started feeling better because I'm like, man, you know, his personality's changing for the first time. He's being softer spoken. He doesn't get frustrated as easily. Yesterday, I happened to just look at his phone, and I found that he's locked his deleted photos, and he's hiding photos, mm-hmm. and you cannot get in there. He's locked mm-hmm. them. I didn't even know you could do that. And now I know he's looking.
Yes.
He's got stash there. So now I'm to the point where I know I have to say something to him. I'm Catholic. I'm a devout Catholic, have been my whole life. He does not practice the faith. He does believe in God. I know he prays, but that's the extent of it.
What's the question for us today that we can help you with?
Well, I'm scared to death to bring it up to him, and I'm afraid of what might happen, and I guess I just need the push or some advice on what I need to say to him to get him to go to every man's battle.
Yeah. Let me start here, because this is for all the guys out there. If you think that brushing a big problem under the rug solves the problem, it only creates a tripping zone mm-hmm. for everyone else, including yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I know it's scary. I know it's hard. But if you are struggling in this, get to every man's battle. And I really mean it, because this only creates pain. And Rachel, jumping in here right away, I just want to say, as a guy who has struggled in this particular area and who helps others,
mm-hmm.
any problem that remains unaddressed is a problem that grows. So I would even, let's say I give him the benefit of the doubt, which would have to be an enormous benefit of the doubt that he has not acted out in porn over the last year. He's a ticking time bomb.
Right.
Right. And so this is affirming what's happening inside of you. And I want to hand you off to Sherry to affirm where she started, is that your instinct and your intuition are screaming right now. And we really need to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a copy of my book, Intimate Deception?
I do. Okay. I bought it right away.
Good.
When I got off the phone the first time with you guys, and it taught me a lot, and I just finished a day ago, Wired for Intimacy.
So now I want you to go back to one of my chapters. It's on boundaries. It's no is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. I want you to go back and read that whole chapter on boundaries.
Okay.
Because when you go to him and talk to him, there's a boundary structure that can sound something like this, Rachel. I'm entering into this conversation with you because I care about our relationship and I want it to be safe. Mm-hmm. I want it to be healthier. I just got back from Restore.
Well, he doesn't even know that I went to that. He knows I went somewhere.
He didn't know. All right, so that's okay. You don't need to let him know that right now for the sake of conversation.
Okay.
Number one is I'm having a conversation with you because I care about a relationship and I want to be safe. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is right now I'm not feeling safe. I'm picking up on the fact that you might be looking at pornography or doing something else. I don't know. I just am picking up on it and I need to feel safe. That's what I'm looking for. That's the second thing.
Yeah.
You just tell him what the problem is and that you need safety. The third thing is I need you to go to Every Man's Battle.
Yeah.
That will provide safety for me. And number four is, now if you choose not to go to Every Man's Battle, because I can't make you go, if you choose not to go, that can be your choice. But if you don't, blank. That's the impact statement. And that's what you have to be willing to lay down. That's the boundary. What are you willing to do? Then I'm going to ask for you to be in a separate bedroom. Or I'm going to ask you to... whatever it is, I don't know how I can continue to be in this relationship. That's a soft boundary. But you've been saying that for a while. It has to be something that has impact on him. And I don't know what that is. And it's longer than what we can talk about on the show right now.
Right.
But there needs to be some impact. And that's where the boundaries come in. And a consequence or an impact statement. Something that's going to disrupt his world if he doesn't go. Because you are serious.
Yeah. And Rachel, I just encourage you to stay very, very connected to your recovery. Mm-hmm. Stay in Sherry's book. Stay in your community from Restore. Because what you're needing right now, what Sherry's leading to, is clarity. What's the clarity that I need to restore? Because one of the things I hear in your voice, even the fact that you went to Restore and your husband doesn't know, is a clear indication to me that your marriage is beyond crisis right now.